With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States is putting the pressure on Colombia.
President Donald Trump says that he will slash U.S. funding to Colombia because Colombia's leader does nothing to stop drug production. Earlier, Colombian President Gustavo Petro accused the U.S. government of assassination after the latest American strike on a vessel believed to be involved in drug trafficking in Caribbean waters. The U.S. says that it is repatriating to Colombia and Ecuador, two survivors from that attack, the sixth such attack since early September. 29 people have been killed. In a social media post, Trump referred to the Colombian president as an illegal drug dealer. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Well, a number of schools around the United States are refusing to accept the Trump administration's higher education funding plan. More on that story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The White House recently sent a letter to nine universities asking them to commit to Trump administration policies on gender and race in exchange for priority access to funding. MIT leadership said the proposal would limit free speech and campus independence. Similar concerns were cited in rejections from Brown University, the University of Pennsylvania, and the University of Southern California. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Korean authorities are seeking to formally arrest 58 of the 64 South Koreans repatriated from Cambodia for allegedly working for online scam organizations. 64 Koreans were detained in Cambodia over the past several months and were flown to Korea on a charter flight Saturday. Cargo aircraft has skidded off a Hong Kong airport runway into the sea while landing. Two people are dead. Four crew members were rescued. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist denomination continues to grow.
The Global Methodist Church, which launched 3 years ago, now counts more than 6,000 congregations under its banner. The GMC was formed in the run-up to the split with the United Methodist Church over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. GMC spokesman Keith Boyette tells the Christian Post the current member congregations are predominantly former UMC congregations, but we do have some from other denominations. Michael Harrington reporting.
October is Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and President Trump has released a statement. Mr. Trump's proclamation says, "Every child is created in the holy image and likeness of God with inherent dignity and worth. We celebrate these extraordinary individuals living with Down syndrome who bring joy, wonder, and complete meaning to the world." This is SRN News. Authorities called it a gutsy heist at the Louvre in Paris.
Officials in France say thieves used a basket lift to reach a window at the world-renowned museum with tourists already inside, then smashing display cases and fleeing with jewelry. The whole operation took 7 minutes, and the escape was made with motorbikes. France's interior minister saying the team of thieves had done scouting. French newspaper Le Parisien reporting the thieves took 9 pieces from the jewelry collection of Napoleon and the Empress. One stolen jewel was found outside the museum. The paper adding the item was believed to be Empress Eugenie's crown and that it had been broken. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, the search and investigation continues, and authorities say daylight robberies during public hours are considered extremely rare. More details at srnnews.com.